Hello?
My name is Grace. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're gonna vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other officers? Would you definitely vote? Are you gonna probably vote? 50-50 chance or will not vote?
Definitely going to vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
70.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 is you do not feel warm or cold. That's neutral. You may use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one is public school teachers.
10.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
Who?
Donald Trump.
What about him?
Yeah,
a 10.
What is your opinion? Okay. From 0 to 100, right? Okay. Your local school board.
10.
Okay. Critical race theory.
How do I feel about it?
Yes. On a scale
What's
from
my opinion about
100.
It?
Yes.
100.
Black Lives Matter.
10.
Okay. Joe Biden.
10.
Okay. Public charter schools.
10.
Okay. Public schools.
10.
Okay. And the American Federation of Teachers.
10.
Okay. Thank you. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the United States? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Staying the same.
Thank you. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate on each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means it is somewhat important, and 0, it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. How important do you think that is?
7.
Okay. Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
10.
Okay. Become more organized and have a structure.
10.
Thank you. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
10.
Okay. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
10.
Okay. The last one is embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
Well, 7.
Thank you. Now, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or about the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
About the same, about the right.
Not enough.
Okay, thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT is banned?
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I can do a roommate history. Huh?
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And the last one is, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or
strongly?
Thank you. Thank you for staying with me. We're almost done. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, please tell me whether you support or oppose. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Support or oppose?
I oppose.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools.
Oh, that's a good one. I think you should.
Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly support, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat of support.
Okay. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Increasing teacher pay.
It should be increased.
Support. Strongly or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Okay, and the last one is raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
Strongly agree.
Strongly support? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, 5, it is somewhat convincing, and 0, it's not convincing at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing is that on a scale from 0 to 10?
How convincing is that?
Yes.
I think it should be a 10.
Okay. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning how to spell. It's also engaging critical with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to deal these discussions in respectful, advice, and age-appropriate way. How convincing?
7.
Thank you. And the last one is, last year in America, library association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters of color, and discuss things like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing?
10.
Okay, thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of this survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me if you agree or disagree. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school curriculum. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, strongly disagree, or strongly, somewhat disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college graduate, or postgraduate?
High school graduate.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Single.
Thank you. regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Neither.
Okay, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, and although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay, and how often do you attend church or religion services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year?
Every week. Every week.
Thank you. Please tell me if this applies to you or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does it apply to you or someone in your household?
No.
And is an educator, such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide, does that apply to you or someone in your household?
No.
Okay, and how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Okay, that concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the
You're
rest
welcome.
Of your day. Thank you.
You too. Bye.